Hello, listeners. It's your friendly disembodied voice. Today's episode is Season 1, Episode 17, Kiss of Death. The content warnings and transcript link can be found in the show notes. Enjoy!
Remind me what we're doing here again?
I figured we could maybe have a drink, or I could have a beer and you can have a lemonade.
Yes, I know that, but why are we at the Little Miss Piggy Pub and Bar?
Honestly, they've just got really good pretzel sticks.
Fair.
I also figured we could just chat about life.
You've been weirdly sweet to me lately. Do I need to check your temperature?
No, I just... Everything has been bad lately, to say the least. And I was tired of pretending. I am tired of pretending. I want to be honest with you.
Then be honest with me.
About what?
All of it. How are you feeling about the others?
Well, I mean, if you looked me in the eyes right now and told me, "Shit, Leo, it looks like all your coworkers are murderers," I really wouldn't question it. At this point, you could tell me Jamie's in a cult and I would say, "Yeah. Yeah, no, that makes perfect sense." Everything is so weird now. Like, they really should have put information for this in the job. That dead bodies are included among the artifacts. You know?
So, you really think all of us are murderers?
No, not you, Thorny. I trust you. I know. Ich, feelings. But it's true.
You want me to top you off?
Yeah, pour me another.
It doesn't smell very good.
Oh no, it's disgusting. But at least it's alcohol. You're good company, you know? We should do this again sometime. Maybe there won't be any dead bodies involved.
You talk a lot.
Hey.
No, I like it. I've never told you that before, but I like it. You know so much about so many things. Artifacts, history, and you care about all of it. You treat those artifacts like people.
They're precious. Each and every one of them carries a story that is so much of it. The person who created it, the people who loved it. It's beautiful, really.
I know. Most people just see it as an object. I mean, maybe they see a price tag when they look at it.
People like that deserve to go to hell.
Oh, they do, huh?
Yes. Wait, are you teasing me?
Maybe.
Jerk.
I feel like you sort of deserve it. How many times have you made fun of me?
I deserve it? No, what about you? You were a stuck-up douchebag for the first few months we were working together.
I was not.
Yeah, you were. You were miserably grumpy.
Or maybe you just have a talent for pushing people's buttons.
Oh no, I definitely do. Doesn't change the fact that you totally deserved it.
Alright, I yield.
Cheers.
How's Mrs. Chauncey?
She's doing good. Just went on a date.
That's great. It went well?
That it did.
What do you two do together, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I read to her.
Oh, what sort of things do you read?
My things. I read things that I've written.
You're a writer?
Don't sound so shocked. I can be creative sometimes.
Leo, that's wonderful.
You mean it?
Yes, I mean it.
Do you want me to read?
Yeah. Have you got a story on you?
Here. Oh, you read fast.
When it's something I like.
You liked it?
I loved it. It's sort of gory, but the message was wonderful. The looping back around to the ice skating book she loved at the end. The metaphor with the dust. It was great. So great.
I don't think you know how much that means to me.
I really loved it.
Why are you looking at me like that?
Like what?
Like you're seeing me for the first time.
Just noting, saying that you look nice.
Hey now, is that the lemonade talking?
It is quite intoxicating. I could be saying all sorts of things that I don't mean.
Say another.
Another?
Another thing that you don't mean.
You surprise me. Do you know that? You and your words, and your pretty eyes, and your stupid jokes. You surprise me.
You think my eyes are pretty?
I am horribly drunk. I can't be held responsible for my words.
If you weren't so drunk, I would think you were flirting with me.
Oh, would you?
Can I say another something I don't mean?
Of course.
I'm always thinking about you, even when I need to be thinking about other things.
That's the beer talking, right?
Naturally, yeah.
Tell me another thing you don't mean.
I know you can take care of yourself, but I have this overwhelming urge to protect you from every bad thing and wrap you in a blanket and keep you safe.
Anyone ever told you that you're a sweetheart before?
Oh, you're ruthless.
You're blushing.
Shut up and drink your lemonade.
I really like you.
Yeah, well, I really don't like you.
You're a very good writer, but a very bad actor.
I'll kill you.
Will you now?
What happened to shutting up and drinking your lemonade?
I'm having a little too much fun.
You're cute when you're devious.
Oh, I...
Who's blushing now, Thorny?
It's the lemonade.
Sure.
I don't blush easily.
An achievement for me, then.
That smirk looks good on you.
Are we trying to out-compliment each other? Because if we are, I have a lot more to say.
Always the competitor.
Can I...
Oh, yeah. A sip? Or do you want me to pour some?
Not your drink, dummy. Your hand. Can I please hold your hand?
Oh. You want to? Are you sure?
Emil, listen to me. I think you are beautiful and kind, and I want to hold your hand if you want to hold mine.
You're getting sappy here. Here. Happy?
Very.
Don't smile at me like that, nerd.
Do I look goofy?
Yeah. Yeah, you do.
So do you.
Thanks for the lemonade.
I should get you drunk more often.
Did you even have anything to drink?
A little. But I don't need liquid luck to want to hold your hand.
That's cheesy.
Oh, you're blushing again.
It's not the lemonade this time.
Ritualistic Podcast would like to acknowledge that we create our stories on stolen land. The land we occupy belongs to the Eastern Shoshone and Goshute peoples. This week's episode starred Caleb Burgess as Leo Daisy and Ocean Lavelles as Emil Thornbrew. It was written by Morgan Champine, sound designed by Jonas Stone, and produced by Morgan Champine and Seth Stone. We hope you enjoyed, and we'll see you next Monday for a special episode.